What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
How do we have a large body of people that are in our city and country that are excellent swimmers, and at the same time we need lifeguards?
What?
And the only obstacle is that we won't give them the right to work to become a lifeguard. That just doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense is you tying those two things together. You have a shortage of lifeguards. That's what he was talking about. That's the mayor of New York. He's talking about the shortage of lifeguards they've got in New York City. And he says, how do we have all of these illegal immigrants who are good swimmers, and we're not filling those lifeguard jobs? Wait a second. Why are people from south of the border good swimmers? I mean, is that...
Back to recent Summer Olympics. I don't remember the Guatemalans exactly dominating the medal platform. Nor the Venezuelans.
Did anybody follow up with a question on what indication do you have that the illegal immigrants are better swimmers than anybody else?
Are trained as lifeguards?
I think he's, I honestly think this might be the case. I think he's not paid much attention to this story, and he thinks everybody swam across the Rio Grande. I think.
Really?
Well,
I can't come up with another answer. No, I don't. I have no idea what he was talking about.
Or they swam from Cuba or whatever.
I mean, the thousands of so-called migrants, they're illegal immigrants applying for fake asylum. Have they been, like, seen in the East River in New York? I mean, skillfully swimming from bank to bank and back? Or what the hell is he talking about?
Okay, couple of things we got to catch you up on that are very important. First of all, Stormy Daniels has just announced that if Trump is acquitted, she will leave the country.
Okay, go ahead.
Hilarious. The actual important thing is, Trump and Biden have agreed to two debates. Details still to be worked out. First one is June 27th on CNN, and now they have agreed to the second one, which is going to be in September, September 10th on ABC. So September 10th on ABC, June 27th on CNN, earlier than we ever have presidential debates, the June 27th one, with our working theory now being what? On why Joe Biden wants it so early.
I think Joe Biden wants it early to change the trajectory of the race, to kind of cut off the growing narrative that he's a loser and is going to lose. Secondly, I think there are plenty of Democrats who think, look, if Biden's going to fall on his face, let's do it in June when we still have 2 months to the convention. and we could figure out what we're going to do instead.
Well, obviously, we've never had debates this early before. Why would you have the candidates debate before the convention? That's weird.
It seems crazy to me.
The Biden camp is claiming they want to have the debates before voting begins, which we have talked about for years. You have a debate, and you see the statistics all the time, like 50 million people have already voted. That's ridiculous.
Right, that is ridiculous. But, first week in September, third week in September. Surely that's early enough.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what the schedule was from the debate commission, but Joe Biden wants to bypass the debate commission, saying that they have turned these into entertainment spectacles and they don't enforce the rules. Absolutely 100% true. They are right about that.
Yeah, yeah. I suspect you're right. They will jab Joe Biden full of whatever he takes to sharpen him up. Various listeners have named the drugs for us, but I still think there's at least a reasonable chance of a real crack up. I mean, the guy, he keeps making stuff up. And if he makes stuff up in the debate and Trump has a working list of the fanciful stories he tells and can nail him on it during a debate. Because, I mean, the most you ever get from a leading media figure is to say, Mr. President, there is some question about that. And he said, oh, no. He said, Joey, baby, you've gone 2 million miles on Amtrak. And it rests there because the journalist thinks, probably appropriately, all right, I called him on it. He persisted. We'll let the viewer decide. But Biden won't, or I'm sorry, but Trump won't, and he shouldn't. He should nail him on it.
Right. Ian Bremmer with a good and fair tweet about this. Joe Biden laying out the terms for the debates, refusing the nonpartisan commission and a format that's been what the debates have been for 30 years. If that were Trump's idea, the left would riot. And that's absolutely true. If Trump had come out and said, I'll do debates, but only if we bypass the presidential commission, they would be going nuts about how he's a norm breaker and doesn't play by the rules and blah, 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 blah.
I'm a little disappointed by CNN and ABC. I would just like, all right, have a moderator for every moderator who is clearly, avowedly left of center, and you get to be in America, that's fine. Have somebody who's clearly, avowedly a conservative. There is absolutely, that is a 100% defensible position, I think. In fact, it's so defensible, I hate to even have to say it's defensible. Every damn journalist in America, save a few, is liberal. We've got to be able to have a balanced moderating panel.
Well, the problem I've always
nobody
had, though,
from friggin' Telemundo either.
Even the Fox people ask the questions from the liberal perspective. So I don't know how you fix that.
Right. It's like I'm always tweeting that the special report with Brett Baer still uses terms like gender affirming care, which is obscene. How do conservatives win anything?
The question on the border would be something, to give you an example, would be something like, how do you ensure that migrants that have come here from other countries aren't going to be deported under your administration? They'll ask a question like that. They never turn it around. How do you make sure the taxpayer isn't paying for all of the illegals that have crossed the border? Even though that's what half the country wonders, they never ask questions from that perspective.
Yeah,
and they always ask questions from the pro-choice perspective on abortion, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that reminds me, there are a couple of headlines out about immigration that you're not going to hear anywhere but here on conservative media. Kinney County, Texas, one of several American border communities, has seen criminal prosecutions grow by 5,000% on Biden's watch.
That's a big number.
5,000%. Among other figures available on that topic.
Oh, by the way, Donald Trump did respond to not only agreed to the dates and everything like that. He talked to one journalist and said, I'm ready to go. The dates they proposed are fine. Let's see if Joe can make it to the stand-up podium. The proposed June and early September dates are fully acceptable to me. I will provide my own transportation. I have no idea why he said that. What does that mean?
I don't know. Funny thing to say.
I know.
Did he weigh in on immigrants and lifeguarding at all?
I'll wear my own suit. I don't know what he's talking about. Right. He also said, Crooked Joe Biden is the worst debater I've ever faced. He can't put two sentences together and is the worst president in the history of the United States by far. I liked the other day when he said he's the worst president of this country or any other country in history.
Wow.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a good time.
Is it? Do you promise?
The history of these things, now that I've been paying attention to them closely in my adulthood, is whoever's president, that first debate, they're not good. George right. Bush wasn't. He was too angry and too dismissive. Barack Obama did the same thing. Trump did the same thing. And people have often explained it away as after 4 years of being the man, unchallenged, you don't do well when all of a sudden you're in a situation where you've got to take a little heat. And I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason or not. But Bush, Obama, and Trump, all three had the same demeanor when they came out for that first debate as the sitting president.
I think that's absolutely understandable. You are making incredibly impactful, important decisions. The pressure's on. You're busy, et cetera, et cetera. Then all of a sudden, you got some jackass saying, you don't even know where Israel is. And you just got off the phone with Bibi Netanyahu. And you're thinking, who, you jackass? Who are you? Shut up. What have you ever done? Yeah. Well, right. It's like the little woke activists dragging the CEO out of the C-suite and lecturing him. He'd be like, why am I even listening to this?
But if that trend continues, that could be good, because Joe Biden's definitely got the ability to lose his temper and come off poorly.
Listen, pal, you're going to in for a problem.
Well, I was thinking there's always the possibility that he just does a bad job of debating, not because his brain doesn't work, just because of the past three presidents have had that problem. Their first debate as president. Too hot, too dismissive, too don't waste my time with this, I'm above this.
Well, and given the depth of unhappiness among the electorate over inflation, especially immigration, and a couple other issues, if he came off as dismissive of those concerns, there'd be a groundswell of boot the guy out.
Well, if I'm Trump, I don't answer any question. No matter what they ask me, I talk about the economy and the border. And if I'm Joe Biden, I challenge him at some point. Who won the 2020 election? Are you willing to say that I won the election? And bait him into a long screed about voting machines or Venezuela or something.
But what's crazy is after that first debate, the next one's in 3 months.
Because if I think your theory holds up in that they got to have this quick pass fail, get it out of here. If Joe Biden falls on his face, they got to get a different candidate. Then they need plenty of time to get that person in place, get them ready to go, and then have the real presidential debate.
Well, and if he doesn't fall on his face, they got to go back to hiding him.
Right.
Which was their strategy in 2020, obviously. Yeah, they don't want him out there.
Anyway, he's got to bring out the actuary table and see if he's going to make it till September. Is he likely to live till then?
Coin flip.
Do we think? Okay. AI getting involved in the dating world with Bumble, if you've ever used that app, in an interesting way. I don't know if this is good or not. Among other things on the way, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From TV News, Amazon Prime is coming out with a Jeopardy spinoff called Pop Culture Jeopardy. Yep, Pop Culture Jeopardy, which is nicer than the original name, Not Smart Enough Jeopardy.
Jeopardy gets way more attention than it ought to. What's its audience? Can't be very big. I forgot. So we did, our podcast was a lot about online dating yesterday when we do our One More Thing podcast. If you're not listening to the One More Thing podcast, you should start. We do it after the show every day. And as Joe often points out,
sometimes it has swears.
Exactly, which is very exciting. Did you say you ever have online dated, or you never have? Your friends do, but...
I have in the past, but okay. No, this conversation was regarding a bunch of 25-year-olds who are...
Anyway, the CEO of Bumble, which I guess is supposed to be a kinder, gentler sort of dating app, like the opposite of Tinder. It's supposed to be more about finding love as opposed to hooking up. But I think they all, it's depending on who you're, you know, matching with.
Yeah.
Exactly. what they're up to. Bumble's Whitney Wolfhard says your dating AI concierge will soon date hundreds of other people for you. And I saw that headline. I thought, what the hell does that mean? Imagine you've dated 600 people in San Francisco without having typed a word to any of them. Instead, a busy little bot has completed the mindless getting-to-know-you chatter on your behalf and has told you which people you should actually get off the couch to meet. That's the future of dating, according to the CEO of Bumble.
Gotta see it in action.
Yeah.
While the platform has now changed this aspect of the algorithm, the company said it will always keep, you know, our North Star in mind, a safer, kinder digital platform for more healthy and equitable relationships. Yeah, well, again, it depends on who you
mean. What does equitable relationships mean? Shut up.
Yeah, no kidding. What the freak is that language?
Shut up, Bumble.
If you really want to get out there, there is a world where your AI dating concierge could go and date for you with other dating concierge. Then you don't have to talk to 600 people. It will scan all of San Francisco, for instance, for you and say, these are the three people you really ought to meet.
Again, the proof is in the pudding. I would like to see what it recommended. This discounts a couple of things that anthropologists, I think, could tell you about, which is there is often nonverbal and completely unconscious exchanges between people. Jack, you've talked about this. There's just some way we recognize, genetically speaking, you and I could reproduce in a successful way.
Absolutely.
That's me talking romance, Katie. Are you impressed? plus just nonverbal communication in general.
I guess I'm also failing to see how this is different from, I mean, they all have you fill out a questionnaire and then the algorithm within the website says, these people answer. I don't understand what this AI bot is doing.
That's a good point. It's already taking your questionnaire answers and matching it with other people.
Yeah, so how much more in depth is this thing going? I don't see.
Now that you say that, this might sound like just advertising hype crap.
Yeah. What about the interaction where you make a little attempt at humor and she rolls her eyes, but then she smiles shyly and glances at you saying, all right, it was a little funny. That's the sort of moment that's like, oh, I'm tingling. Why am I tingling? That's freaking AI. It's not going to catch that.
No.
Shut up, Bumble. I'm back to that.
Or you're just a little more assertive than the kind of personality they like or vice versa. Just the AI could never pick up on that. Anyway. Then this part from the same Bumble app. And forget catch-ups with friends, because why would we ever want to talk to friends?
Right.
AI can be that metaphorical shoulder to cry on. Artificial intelligence, which has seen massive amounts of investment since blah, we all know that, can help coach individuals on how to date and present themselves in the best light to potential partners. Look at this example. This is from the CEO of Bumble. So, for example, you could in the near future be talking to your AI dating concierge and you could share your insecurities. I've just come out of a breakup. I've got commitment issues. And what could I do better in a first date? And then the AI concierge will help give you productive tips for communicating with other people now that your heart has been broken.
That just sounds like one of those advice books from the 1950s or whatever. Ask about their interests. Focus on them. Keep the mood light. I mean, I need AI to tell me, ask her about her interests. Oh, thanks, AI.
AI's got your back. This is weird. I don't like it.
A lot of the AI hype I buy completely. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be shocking. This one I do not. I think it's way too complex.
Here's a dating hint for you. Do things and meet people while you're doing those things.
Okay, now you just sound nuts. You sound crazy.
Somebody who's a friend of a friend of yours probably would like you too.
But you're not going to meet him unless you do things.
Right, you do have to do things occasionally.
Yes. Yes.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I don't know if you can tell what that is or not. That is a bar band singing Neil Young's Keep on Rockin' in the Free World, and it's actually Secretary of State Anthony Blinken in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, last night. I believe he...
I'm not offended as a supporter of Ukraine. I am offended as a musician.
I'm offended as a supporter of Ukraine. I think it was tone deaf. I think it was a bad move. I think he thinks he was doing the right thing by trying to show American support for... But, man, people are getting killed left and right. Ukraine's in a bad spot, as Joe's about to explain to you. And I think going to a safe bar in the protected city while just not very far away, people are getting slaughtered, partially because we don't give them enough help. I'm not digging that.
Yeah, I'm reading right now about the assassination, the attempted assassination, which will probably be successful unless the guy recovers, of Slovakia's prime minister. I happen to have been in Slovakia last winter time and found it beautiful and fascinating. But the the Russia-leaning prime minister got gunned down. Slovakia has been a big supplier of arms. They border Ukraine, and they've been a big supplier of arms and support for Ukraine. But this guy was trying to pull him in the other direction. Somebody gunned him down. Anyway, according to the New York Times, and I'm sure they're right, all of a sudden Russia's forces are making progress in many directions at once. In recent days, Russian troops have surged across the border from the north and opened a new line of attack near Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, capturing settlements and villages and forcing thousands of civilians to flee.
It's got a bit of the beginning of a rout look to it. I hope they've got a backstop where that can't happen.
Well, excuse me.
Joe's got the new COVID virus, the new strain.
RX7.
The new strain.
I don't know what I have. You know, it's funny. I've had whatever makes you feel like I feel right now 175 times in my life.
Right.
And for the longest time, it was utterly routine.
My dad's
I never got fevers when I had a cold. And I had a fever last night for sure. But I don't know. I took a couple of Tylenol. I feel fine. I mean, I don't feel great, but I feel fine. Here I am at work laboring for you people. And you appreciate it. Anyway, back to Ukraine, where the situation is grim indeed, and the Secretary of State singing a Let's Go Get 'Em song seems right. Just sad and pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, if we were really supporting them and everything like that, that's fine. But the fact that we held up the help that Zelensky was practically crying, begging for, men, women, and children are dying without your help, while Congress argued about should this be tied to the border or not, and then you get there and go play on stage. I don't know. It just makes it seem like you're making light of it.
Seems weak. But getting back to the military situation, the Times points out the pushing hard around Kharkiv may be a feint. The real goal might be to divert already weakened Ukrainian forces from critical battles elsewhere. But one thing is clear, the map of battle in Ukraine looks a lot different today than it did only a week ago.
Yeah, yeah, it's rough. I've been reading a lot of your best Twitter accounts, open source intel and study of war people and Mike Lyons and others. And it's a bad time for Ukraine right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so depleted for weapons, which again, we've discussed, and men too. And, you know, we haven't really discussed the fact that hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian men fled and have not come back. They're of military age and they just decided, no, I'm going to save my skin and not fight for my country. And we'll see how they are judged going forward.
Putin went to China and visited President Xi because they got some supplies economy problems, but just bringing China and Russia closer together. And I think you're nuts if you don't think a positive outcome for Russia and Ukraine doesn't influence what Xi thinks he can get away with in China.
Yeah, it's interesting that Putin, who, you know, the Soviet Union was one of the great poles on Earth for a very long time. Russia is so weakened economically, trade, militarily, in so many ways. He's going hat in hand to his big brother, Xi Jinping, in a way that's kind of interesting if you've been following Russo-Chinese relations all these years. But, Russia doesn't have all that much to offer China other than energy, and China can drive whatever deal they want for that energy because Russia doesn't have that many options
I'll tell you what Russia has to offer China, I think, and it's the first quote in the latest book by David Sanger, The New Cold Wars, where President Xi said to Vladimir Putin, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it memorized, I should memorize it, changes are happening that haven't happened in a century, and you and I can drive those changes. That's why he's pairing up with Russia.
Yep.
They're going to displace the United States as the leader of the world order that has made the West so wealthy and safe all these years. And they're having a good go of it right now.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Some people who don't support Ukraine, whether you think that there will now be, once this is the dust settles and some negotiated settlement is reached, assuming that that's even going to be possible, do you think there will then be stability in Europe, or do you think a new age of conquest has begun? I'm pretty certain it's the latter. Now, what shape that takes exactly, I don't know. But there are just way too many historical grievances, border disputes. This used to be part of our country, and I don't know how the hell it became part of yours right after one of the world wars, but we resent it, and we want it back. Yikes. Spicy times.
Right, and who knows to what extent it informed Hamas that they could get away with their attack on Israel, and then will it inform whether or not China thinks it can take Taiwan, which would be a huge blow to the economy worldwide.
You know, it occurs to me that one of Trump's main cudgels in his debate with Biden in June, if indeed that comes off, and it looks like it will, I think, it's got to be the whole, people called me the chaos candidate. Look around you.
Mm.
Look at Russia invading Ukraine. Hamas attacked Israel. None of that happened under my watch because they were afraid of me. They're not afraid of this old man.
Will,
come on, President, my bus been wet. Why don't you grow some testicles, huh?
True international effort to pressure.
Do you have my bus been wet? That's one of my favorites. Will Trump prepare for the debates? He has been more disciplined in his speeches than he was last time around and in 2016.
He's got a good brain trust around him this time. Can they reach him? I hope so.
Yeah. He needs to show up prepared. Anyway, we will finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Worth mentioning, and Noah Rothman of the National Review is one of the best talkers, writers out there in the whole Ukraine war. Anyway, this from his Twitter feed. One of the reasons why Russia was able to mass forces and then launch a successful cross-border offensive in Kharkiv this month is that the U.S. has banned Ukraine from using American weapons to strike Russian troops until after they crossed the border. Similar situation developing in the south. So we still have these restrictions on them because we don't want to escalate against an evil crowd that's abducting hundreds of thousands of children and murdering people left and right and bombing hospitals and kindergartens. We don't want to escalate with them. So Ukraine has got these strict rules, same as Israel against Hamas. What the hell is that?
Neville Biden Chamberlain. It's weak. It's discouraging. Speaking of problems on borders, we have our own issues. This is so precious. First of all, you've got, and nobody cares, probably in the audience, but there's a swing congressional district in California where the Democrat who's held the office, Susan Wild, has been really out there as a pro-immigration. The wall is stupid. She's on the record as saying, what a silly idea. We need to put that money into education and health care instead. And she was asked in just 2022 on C-SPAN, do you agree that every state is now a border state due to lax immigration laws? And she says, I absolutely do not agree with that statement. There is no crisis. Well, now she's out saying, we may be a long way from the U.S.-Mexico border, but the problems created by a broken system affect us, too, particularly with the regard to the entry of illegal drugs in our country. Essentially, all states are border states now, including Pennsylvania. So, complete turnaround. And then, ladies and gentlemen, one of the dopiest, most crooked, ridiculous figures in American politics, Mayor Brandon, let's go Brandon Johnson of Chicago. He is going to be presiding over what is almost certainly going to be a real poop show in August, the Democratic convention. Brandon Johnson, clip 30.
The governor of Texas is determined to create chaos. We have brought calm, structure to a very volatile situation. But again, this is unprecedented. Unprecedented. Never in the history of America where a local government has been asked to build a resettlement for migrants. But yet here we are.
He has, for his entire career as a politician in Chicago, been in favor of being a sanctuary city. And now he's trying to blame the immigration crisis on Greg Abbott.
Right.
And is crying out for sympathy. We've spent so much money to house these people. We need help.
That reminds me, did you happen to see the thread? This is a media thing, combination media, Biden administration. This thread explaining the story, if you remember it, when some illegals tried to come across the river. And the story at the time was because the governor of Texas put up some barriers, they drowned.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
Sure.
There was a thread on Twitter the other day describing how that none of that was accurate, but it got put out there and caught hold on the media and was portrayed that way for weeks, then just disappeared. None of it was even close to accurate. It was one of the worst slash best, depending on how you look at it, examples of the modern world of fake news or misinformation, whatever you want to call it. It was highly troubling.
Yeah.
That's just not what happened. But everybody ran with it, including your evening newscasts, and then Biden talked about it, and it never got cleaned up and just kind of stuck in people's minds.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's Mark Twain's A Lie Makes It Around the World. Well, the truth is putting on its shoes, just supercharged.
Right.
Times a million.
I was texting with a buddy of mine about this yesterday. That's one of my biggest concerns. I think the powerful are going to catch on even more than they already have, that say whatever the hell you want. That might be what Biden's doing. Maybe he's not as dumb as we think. He might understand this in the way that only Trump does. I'll say what's to my benefit. My crowd, the people I'm trying to convince, won't hear your follow-up. Fox viewers will hear it, but my crowd won't. So it doesn't
hurt me. Inflation was 9% when you took office. Why not?
Yeah, because the people that are going to vote for you won't hear the correction.
So getting back to Brandon Johnson in Chicago, it strikes me that he has completely ignored the incredible resource all of those immigrants are, specifically in terms of supplying lifeguards. Give me clip 32. This is Eric Adams. Eric, is that right? In New York?
How do we have a large body of people that are in our city and country that are excellent swimmers, and at the same time, we need lifeguards? And the only obstacle is that we won't give them the right to work to become a lifeguard.
Mr. Mayor, follow-up?
That just doesn't make sense.
Mr. Mayor, a follow-up, please. Where'd you get the idea that there are, like, lots and lots of excellent swimmers among the so-called migrants?
If he wants to make the argument of how do we have all these job vacancies when we've got millions of people here that, in theory, want jobs, and now they're on some sort of government paycheck? They should be working these jobs. That's fine. But where'd the excellent swimmers thing come from? The only thing I can think is he thinks they swam the Rio Grande, and because they're here, they're excellent swimmers, I guess.
I don't get that at all.
That's funny.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I hate to always say this, is like the 10th time today. Imagine if Trump had called illegals excellent swimmers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's just odd.
How much time we got, Michael? This.
Yeah. What?
Oh, we got about 1 minute.
We got 1 minute.
I was going to say, let's go with 12. I like this. This is fun. This is life-affirming. This is the crack of the bat, the roar of the crowd.
I lift the opposite way. MJ Melendez is into the corner, and you talk about a basket catch, and it's true as form. Hot start for that guy out there. The 1-1. Again? This one, a little straightened out, a little bit more. Let's see. Into the corner. What we got? He's got them both! He got them both! Jerry, give that man a contract.
So the same fan caught back-to-back foul balls at a Major League ball game. That's the Seattle Mariners game.
Did he have a glove?
Yeah, I think so. The reference to a basket catch, I think probably, yeah.
Yeah, that helps. I don't know how people barehand those things. I really do not. Since I was a kid, I've never understood how you barehand one of those fly balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have big hands and get lucky.
Oh, well, I don't mean like successfully catching it. I remember catching it without screaming in pain.
Right.
Good Lord.
Slap.
I'm inspired every single day by the remarkable work that Jack and Joe perform on behalf of the American public. They've got a busy day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on. They have carefully prepared for these final thoughts. And the fact of the matter is they have final thoughts and they have them every single day.
Wow.
That's troublingly good. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. There he is, our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael, lead us off.
Listen to this. Joe Biden, he keeps getting really pushy. He's got all these demands for what he wants in his dressing room at the debate. Hard candy, walk-in tub, shuffleboard, metal detector, Matlock DVDs. He wants the debate to be sponsored by a reverse mortgage company.
There you go. He's home.
Wow. Fabulous. Katie Green, our esteemed newswoman, has a final thought. Katie?
I've always wanted to be a fan out in the stands that catches the foul ball in her beer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe someday.
Can I swig down a beer real quick before the ball comes and splashes it out? Come on, yeah, sure. I paid good money for that. Jack, a final thought for us.
My favorite fly ball, foul ball into the stands thing is when a dude hides behind his girlfriend because he's scared of it. That's always a good one.
Yeah. Well, I guess, all right, I'll stick with the theme. Remember that I was visiting my friend Brian, the umpire, and I muffed a foul ball watching a game, and all of the umpires mocked me from the field.
Oh.
Only I knew it, but, yeah, I was being mocked from the field.
Wow.
Sad shakes of the head. Mm.
The other good one is when a kid tries to catch it and misses it, and then some grown man snatches it up and won't give it to the kid. Oh,
and on the other side of the coin, there's the fellow who catches it and gives it to a little kid next to him.
That is
awesome. Always a beautiful moment.
That is awesome when that happens. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Got a lot of great hot links for you. Drop us a line. If there's something we ought to be talking about, send it to mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
We will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Ladies and gentlemen of America.
Wow, can you believe it? We've made it to the end of
Armstrong and Getty.
Down this road lies madness.
It's true.
Unacceptable.
I expected more.
But you have to pay attention to the cries that people have.
Yay. That just doesn't make sense.
Well, make my day, pal.
Can I make a very obvious point?
Absolutely.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. an ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.